Hi, this is Vincent in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Harold Brown. I received this stuff from you guys, some Goliath, whatever, mail and performance enhancement stuff.
Okay.
And I didn't order it, and I got a $93 bill here from you. You know, I definitely wouldn't have charged this or ordered this if I knew it cost $93.
I understand. Well, let's take a look. What's your first and last name?
Harold Brown, Brown.
Thank you. All right. And can you verify your mailing address for me?
2646 Longfellow Avenue.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So. Oh, yes, it looks like the Goliath mail enhancement is here. It looks like it was for the shipping for the $4.97. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got that one too, yeah. All
right, well, how did that work out for you? Did you like it?
I didn't use it, man. I don't use stuff off the internet from crap that I don't know about and don't have any natural ingredients, okay? This is number one. Number two, I didn't order this stuff, and I definitely did not order a monthly supply of this for $93. So I want the thing canceled, and I want my money. I'll be happy to send this stuff back to you because it has not been opened. The seal is still sealed on the bottles, and there you go. So I was going to throw it away when I got it in the mail because it said free whatever, so I said free. Hell, I didn't know it. So I hadn't thrown it away. It's just sitting here. And so then this other one comes today. So no. Mm-mm. So that's why I got on here to find out what is this all about and find out I've been charged $93.99.
I understand. Yes, sir. Well, let's take a look here. Let's see what's going on. All right, yeah, and so it looks like this was actually a 14-day trial period. However, when that trial wasn't canceled within that time, it looks like that's when it rolls over to the monthly subscription.
So what do you mean?
All right, so let's see here. All right. Now, I mean, it looks like the products have been delivered to your address. You sure you just hadn't forgotten about all this?
Let me explain it to you one more time. I don't order stuff off the internet and take it. Only an idiot would do that. Number two, I'm not buying anything that costs $93. I don't care if it makes me fly. I don't do that. All right. So I want my money back. Cancel me out. Send me my money. I'll send you your product. End of conversation.
I understand. Yes, sir. All right. Well, I mean, what we can do, I mean, we can certainly get a fraud investigation started for you.
It's not about a fraud investigation. Cancel the order. Send me my money. Simple as that. I mean, we ain't got to do a fraud investigation. There's no fraud to be investigated. Somehow your little website... It's not even your website. It's attached to something else that I was looking at and doing. And, it says under there, no thanks or whatever. So if you click the no thanks, evidently I didn't click it right or it clicked or whatever. So whatever the other stuff I ordered, your guys piggybacked off of it and took it. So, all right, now you're here and I'm here and I'm telling you, I didn't order this stuff. I don't want this stuff. Take your stuff back. Give me my money.
Okay, yes, sir. So, all right. So you're saying that you were looking at this and didn't intend to place an order?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. Well, what I can go ahead and do then for you, let me go ahead and make sure you're canceled here first, okay?
Yeah.
All Okay, almost done. All right, so I've got y'all canceled here, so you won't be receiving any additional charges or anything like that, or any products in the mail. Let's see. And then, as a customer courtesy, I, you know, could certainly go ahead and refund you that $93.99 if you like.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. All right, so give it about, you know, 3 to 5 business days to get back into your account, and you'll have an email confirmation confirming that refund as well, okay?
You know what email address I have?
So it looks like we have Harold59 and MSN.
Yeah, that's it. And see,
All
the
right.
other thing, I got this invoice came with this product, but it had no price. It has nothing on it. There's no address to send it back. It has nothing, 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 nothing.
All right, well, that's due to the company not accepting returns due to health and safety concerns these days. I'm sure you understand.
If the bottle hasn't been opened and the seal is on, then there's no health, there's no safety concern.
Yes, sir. With everything going on these days, the company can't assume that risk for the fulfillment workers in the warehouse. I apologize for that inconvenience for you.
Well, I'll just toss it in the garbage. It doesn't bother me.
That's fine. Is there anything else I can help you with?
And you said 2 to 3 business days, and this is the number I call if I got another problem with this, or I didn't go through, or something, or what?
Yep, so 3 to 5 business days. And you can give this number a call again if you need any assistance, okay? All
But
right, yes.
I'll still alert my bank to this and also let them know that I'm disputing this. So,
So you're going to dispute the charge even though I've processed a full refund?
well, I'm just following, covering my bases, okay?
Well, just make sure you let them know that you've been refunded in full for the $93.99, so there's no reason to dispute it.
If I get my money back, then it won't be. But if it is, then I will dispute it with them. But I'll put them on alert right now to let them know what's going on.
All right, sounds good. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that's it.
All right, well, thanks for calling customer service. Bye.